Hi, Brian Abbott here from America's Next Top Podcaster. Listen, I know you love the show, right? You're listening to it right now. And if you didn't love it, you wouldn't be listening to it. But you love it, and you're trying to learn stuff from podcasting, whether you're a seasoned pro or a beginner, or maybe somewhere in the middle. Well, have we got some news for you? We have more ways for you to learn and grow as a podcaster. Yeah, we are starting a Patreon. And on that Patreon, you're going to find a bunch of extra stuff that's just for you as a supporter of the show. You're going to get extra content, extra shows here and there, and you're going to get all that audio that we don't get, that we can't fit into every action-packed episode of America's Next Top Podcaster. All that plus swag. Yeah, there's goodies you can get. There's discounts on stuff from the ANTP store. There is so much more, as well as joining a thriving community of podcasters over there in the ANTP Discord. Find it all by going to patreon.com/toppodcaster. That's patreon.com/toppodcaster. I'll see you there. We're at the end of season two, and there's only one thing left to do: crown a winner for the season. We'll need to judge the final two submissions from David and Bobby, so I guess there are two things left to do. Oh, and we need to hear from Tom one last time. Okay, all three things left to do coming up right now on America's Next Top Podcaster. Hello, I'm Brian Abbott, and welcome to America's Next Top Podcaster. It's finale night here for season two, and we're going to review submissions from our two finalists, Bobby Frankenberger and David Luzader, who had the task of revisiting a previous challenge from this competition and producing a follow-up podcast in the series. For one last time, our judging panel of Justin, Jenny, and Scott will review the two podcasts and crown a winner for the season. But before we get to all that, let's hear from Coach Tom Merritt, who met with each of the contestants.
So David is taking the approach of saying, I know I got a lot of criticism for something, but now I know how to fix it because I got a lot of criticism about something. And I think that is a good way to go. He's going to do paycheck to paycheck and lean into that criticism of you didn't deliver on the promise of the premise, right? And it sounds like he's got a solid plan to do that. I love that he's already thought about bringing in outside voices. He's got a very clear roadmap of how he wants to tell the story. I don't feel like I had to help him much, if at all. I think he's coming out of the gate strong and knows what he wants to do. And I think that's why he's in this finale and why he won last week. And I wouldn't call either one of them the favorite, but he's very, very strong at this point. Bobby, on the other hand, is taking the also legitimate tactic of saying, I did really well with something. If I can improve that, then it'll be even better. And that is also a really good way to go. So he's going to do his Science List show and try to improve on the few criticisms that they had, but really lean into what made it strong and make it even better. Judges loved it the first time around. So if he executes and all of his improvements are actually improvements, there's no reason why this shouldn't knock them out of the park. He's got a good premise. It's a little bit risky in that it's about climate change and it's about environment stuff, which always gets people hyped up. But that's also good because it means people will listen, they'll care about it, and he won't have to build up why you should care about this premise. I think that's built in. So again, this is why I don't want to call David the favorite, because Bobby also has a very strong contender. It's two different approaches, and we'll see which approach pays off. It's all in the execution for these two guys. I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Batman never goes anywhere without his utility belt, right? He needs to have access to his Batarang, his Bat Shark repellent, his Bat USB to lightning adapter, you know, whatever. And as a podcaster, you need your own utility belt. Rogue Amoeba has it, and it's the ultimate podcast bundle. You've got Fission, which is a simple yet feature-packed editor and file converter. Loopback, which allows you to route your audio from one application or source to any other application or source on your computer wirelessly. Farrago, the most feature-packed soundboard utility you can find, and Audio Hijack Pro, their flagship audio editor, which handles application-level recording, scheduling, and so much more. And right now, Rogue Amoeba wants to give you a discount on your purchase of any of those individually or on the Ultimate Podcast Bundle. Use the code ANTP20 to save 20% at rogueamoeba.com. That code again is ANTP20.
Hello, Hammond again. Last time I talked about X-Noise. It's a plugin that gave you a wide variety of variables that can help you adjust and experiment with different levels of noise reduction. This week, I'm going to talk about the easiest plugin to use. It's the NS1 Noise Suppressor. It's the most intuitive professional noise suppression plugin ever created. The Waves NS1 Noise Suppressor intelligently differentiates between dialogue and unwanted noises. It analyzes your signal in real time and brings the foreground into more of an audio focus. Here's the best part. It's controlled by one fader. One slider gives you total control over your sound. There is a meter that shows you just how much of the signal is being affected, but it's one slider. This is ideal for podcasting, voiceovers, and conversations. Once again, if you are frequenting certain areas and have a regular show that doesn't fluctuate too much, then creating and saving a preset with the NS1 will save you tons of time. But remember, even if you do have to go in and make changes, it's one slider. You can't beat that. So for more information, follow the link in the show notes or go to waves.com and start sounding better today. We'd like to thank Waves for supporting America's Next Top Podcaster this season, and we'd like to thank them for providing the gold package of plugins to this season's winner.
This episode is brought to you by Shure, a leader in professional audio equipment. The winner of America's Next Top Podcaster will receive Shure's SRH840 professional monitoring headphones and the MV51 large diaphragm condenser microphone. This combination is the perfect hardware bundle for both the traveling podcaster and for the home studio. The MV51 microphone has everything you need to capture clear and brilliant audio, with onboard presets for speaking, singing, playing an instrument, and more. Plus, it's got a built-in headphone port for on-the-fly audio monitoring, for which you'll want to use the SRH840 professional monitoring headphones. Clear sound and comfort for those long podcasting sessions in a style that goes from studio to computer bag perfectly with the included padded travel pouch. You can find both right now by visiting Shure.com. Hello and welcome to finale night for the second season of America's Next Top Podcaster. I'm Brian Ibbett, and today we're going to be crowning a winner for season two. Is it going to be David, the improv comedian from Charlottesville, Virginia, or Bobby, the stay-at-home dad from Columbia, South Carolina? Well, we're going to find out later on in the show. But tonight's decision doesn't come down to what I think. That doesn't matter. No, we need judges for that, and let's meet them. From the Frog Pants Network and shows like The Instance, There Will Be Dungeons, and the ever-popular The Morning Stream, Mr. Scott Johnson.
Hello, and I'm glad to be here.
Congratulations on your Golden Globe nomination, TMS.
Thank you. I'm glad TMS is finally getting the recognition it so clearly deserves.
From Infinite Gain Studios, and let's talk about Star Wars, Jenny Josephson.
Oh, may the Force be with you. I have spoken.
I was going to ask you, do you talk about The Mandalorian on
Let's Talk About Star Wars? Literally every week we talk about The Mandalorian.
For the next 3 weeks, or the next 2 weeks anyway, right?
I'm down the entire Etsy rabbit hole on Baby Yoda.
Excellent. And from Diamond Club and shows like Politics, 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 and the brand new amazing podcast Raise the Dead, Justin Robert Young.
Oh, hi, friends.
Hello, welcome. Special guest coach this week was our runner-up from last season, the host of the Dad Chronicle podcast. Please welcome Alex Albisu.
Hello, everybody. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. You were one of our coaches for this final challenge because you experienced it last season, you and Amy. Unfortunately, Amy couldn't join us tonight for the judging episode, but she sends her best wishes. And there's one more chance for me to plug her podcast, Ake Willow, because if she was here, by golly, I'd be doing that for sure. And it's worth checking out as well. All right. So normally I begin the show by asking the judges what you were looking for with regard to the current challenge. And we'll get to that, you know, specifically later on in the reviews. But since it's finale night, I wanted to ask you about the season as a whole. Did you guys have any surprises this season? Scott, we'll start with you.
Oh, man. I was surprised at how early on there were a few people that I thought were shoo-ins. I thought we were going to like, oh, this person all the way. They're going to go all the way. And then because I felt that way in the first season, I ended up being kind of right, at least in one case. The other one I kind of picked early in this competition kind of fell out early and it threw me. And it wasn't
a shoe out.
Kind of. And obviously I'm not going to say who it was, but I was surprised by the person falling out when they did. And it kind of came a brand new competition at that point. I will say, though, after all of that, I feel like we are right where we probably were always going to be. I think we have the voices and the people in these finals that I started to see as real strong front runners. And, you know, as they say, here we are.
Very good. Justin?
You know, I think that we saw a lot of talent, probably more raw talent in this season than last season. And the surprise for me was that I feel like everybody in general kind of relied on their natural talent and didn't push it as far forward as I wanted. You know, there obviously were tremendous standouts and there were great submissions this season. But I would say for anybody listening that wants to be a part of this going forward, that oftentimes taking a risk, taking a chance and trying to stretch your own abilities is oftentimes the secret sauce.
It is. And it's stuff that we've noticed and rewarded in the past too, when it's come up, when we can tell that something's way out of somebody's comfort zone and has done that. I've seen you judges, you know, reward, even if it's not as successful as if they would have stayed in their comfort zone. I've seen you guys point that out and reward people for sticking their necks out and taking a risk. Jenny, how about you? Any surprises this season?
I think I was surprised at how consistently good everybody was right at the beginning of the competition. That was the good stuff. I was maybe a little bit surprised that it didn't leap and bound past, you know, there was like, I think a week where everybody got tired and never got untired. And I think that maybe that's something that maybe we have to think about in terms of the workload. But like, you're all excellent. You're all amazing. You all do such incredible work. But I definitely think we hit a plateau, and I was really excited to hear what was returned in this final episode, because I felt like, you know, good job, everybody.
Cool. Yeah, I'm making some notes here for next season. So same number of challenges.
Less work.
The same number of challenges, fewer days to complete them. Okay, good. Got my note for season 3. Excellent.
Yep.
Three day turnaround on every challenge, except Comedy Week is 2 days. We've heard from our judges. Now it's time to hear from our final contestants. Let's start tonight with David. Welcome, David.
Hello.
And congratulations on making it to the finals here. Very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
You know, before we even talk about your show, I wanted to read something from your initial application for being on ANTP. You, in your application to be on the show, you said, under the question, why do you want to be part of this competition? You said, I want to gain a better understanding of some of the production elements, especially post-production. I want to learn how to get better at mixing a track and how to record people I'm not in the same room with better audio. I also want to gain new friends and grow my network of podcasters to open up new opportunities and guests for future shows. Out of those three goals, how do you think you did?
I think that, you know, I did pretty well. I think I still have a good amount to learn. I think, you know, you can always get better at your craft. But I think compared to where I felt on a number of those things at the beginning of this season, as far as mixing and recording goes, I am now much better with what I've learned from this. Mm-hmm. And of course, I feel like I have a stable of people that I can rely on.
Absolutely. They owe you, right? You know, these are people you've pulled in. Speaking of whom, the Jen, Shane, and TV's Travis, you pulled them in for mm-hmm. this final challenge. How was the new team dynamic with everybody?
So two of those people I had been on a team with before. So it was kind of nice to get to return to working with them. It was fun to work with Shane. Unfortunately, you know, because they are no longer mentally as much in the competition as me, their schedules weren't as free. So I didn't get right. as much time maybe speaking with all of them as I would have liked. And Jen was sick, unfortunately. So I didn't get to utilize her as much as I would have liked. But they were very helpful to me.
Good. Yeah. But once the show's over for people, they check out. It's back to life as usual.
And I don't blame them.
No, I don't blame them either. So you chose Paycheck to Paycheck.
Yes.
For your podcast that you went back to do over. Mm-hmm. What made you choose that one?
I didn't want to do an episode that I felt like went really well before. And I didn't want to go with one that I thought failed entirely. I wanted to go with something that I felt the judges had positive stuff to say, but they also had good criticism and hopefully addressed some of that criticism.
That's right. This was the Paycheck to Paycheck was the show you guys did for Investigative Week. Mm-hmm. And it was the one where you kind of stumbled on a much larger story. You basically were shooting for an iceberg and found out about this much bigger story behind behind the comic artist that created Rocket Raccoon that you guys mm-hmm. were talking about. Did you learn from how did you learn from that, or is there a way to learn from that when you're looking for a story? Is there any way to know until you get into it how deep the story goes?
I think that there was definitely a way to focus it a little bit more, and the story of course does shape itself as you research and interview and stuff like that, but I think one of the criticisms that we got was things were way too broad in that initial episode. So I went into it trying to be much more focused on, like, here is the topic I am going to pursue, and trying to make sort of the theme and the more on brand with the title. That was a problem. A thing we also got dinged on, that Paycheck to Paycheck is a very evocative phrase, and it didn't feel like our show last time addressed that. So I tried to keep that in mind too as I was working.
You just reminded me of that that ding that the critics or the judges criticized you for last time. The critics judged you on. Uh-huh. Let's speaking of those critics, let's go ahead and hear from them right now, and we're going to start things off with Jenny.
Who, me? Oh, yes, you know what would have been? Oh, here we go. I wrote my notes. I did. Okay, so Paycheck to Paycheck. I really liked your storytelling, right? Well, let me start off with something. I really liked your voice. You had a voice that I've been asking for this whole season, which was called narrator neutral, right? Which is you're warm, you're in it, you're telling the story, but you have like a certain degree of remove mm-hmm. from the turns of the story itself. And I thought that that was very well executed on a very, because it lets the drama of wrestling shine through and not be amplified by you. So I thought that was a really good choice. I love the storyline. I feel like the only thing I would say is I know almost nothing about wrestling, and we're going to get to the person who knows everything about it next, but I saw the Andre the Giant documentary, right? And I feel like I wasn't sure how much I learned past that. Obviously, the best stuff was coming from Joey, right? And he brought it to life, and he brought a voice of authenticity that was so unbelievably powerful and necessary for this kind of storytelling. So I think that, above all, is what really boosted the quality of the story experience. But like, there weren't a ton of things that I didn't know, even me, who's just like a dum-dum. And so I think that that's one of those things where you're really looking for, like, even if you're just on Wikipedia looking for stuff, like, you want to look for like the really out there points and the things that just get you to perk up if you've been riding the wave of storytelling. But I really loved it. I thought it was fantastic, and I held in all the way through And I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Jenny. Let's move over to Justin, the man who knows everything about wrestling.
Well, I don't know quite if I know everything about wrestling, but I know a lot about it, and I know a fair amount about indie wrestling. This is a good exploration. I will say that this is a good run through the financial hardships of, you know, being an indie wrestler. And I think you do a very good job of explaining that, you know, this is a pyramid, and what you've seen on television, the names you've heard are the very tippy top of that. That being said, I do think that there was a lot of meat left on the table, and this is the kind of double-edged sword of having a wrestling thing here for the finale, because I have my own thoughts on what a good story about indie wrestling is. That being said, I don't know if there was much there beyond, man, isn't that screwed up? Where what I think is really, really amazing and remarkable, and I think you could just, you know, you can flick Joey Image on the ear and he's going to give you hours of talking about what it means to stand up in front of a half full gymnasium of maybe the same 15 faces that are there each and every week. Professional wrestling is here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because I wrote it down. This is the motivation for this story, are that some performers, right? And let's just understand that they are performers. Mm-hmm. You do a good job of pointing that out, that they are no different than musicians. They are no different than dancers. They are no different than actors. The only difference is that they do irreversible damage to their bodies for no money for an art that elitist hacks, who also happen to be pop culture tastemakers, smear as less than, largely because this is a class issue and pro wrestling is and always has been a blue collar art. It is looked down upon for exactly that. So while we focus on the idea of money here, I do think that we pass right by the idea that, okay, so let's understand that there's no money here. Let's understand that there's no health insurance here. Mm-hmm. If we pull back just 5 degrees more, the second question is, okay, well, let's redistribute the money. In indie wrestling, is there any? Mm-hmm. Because based on my understanding of it, the answer might be no.
Yeah.
It might be that indie wrestling is a money-losing venture when you add all of the people together. And if that's the case, if the owners aren't making money, and the performers aren't making money as an average, right? Sure, certainly some here and there. But then the real question is, the real paycheck to paycheck question here is why? And that's where I think that this was lacking. It was lacking in the why do they go out there? Why did Joey Image permanently injure his back? And why does, when you get that quote of him saying, whenever I come out and I'm the general manager, whenever I'm in the back and I'm organizing the show, I love it, but it's methadone. It's not heroin. What is the heroin of it? And that's the only thing that I think that you leave in there. Now, on top of all that, for me to get to that point, you had to walk a very, very strong path. And so while I think that there is more that you could have done, and you happen to pick a topic that I'm very passionate about, you did a very good job telling the story that you told.
Thank you.
Good. All right, Scott.
Okay. I thought you did a great job. Here's the funny thing. So during this competition, especially season 2 and especially the latter half of it, I've been accused outside of our conversations here by some of having a bias towards Frankenberger. And I will have you know that this week yours was my favorite.
Thank you.
But I think you earned it. And it took a minute, because when I first heard it pop, I went, uh-oh, wrestling. This is a appeal to jury. And uh-oh, it's Joey Image, kind of part of the community. Maybe this is just, you know, kind of winging it. And you didn't wing it. It felt like a lot of work. It felt like you did a great deal of work. And now knowing how many people were sick and unable to help, even more so. I think my intuition was correct to assume that you did all the heavy lifting here, and it definitely shows. I like the subject. I like the topic, even though I don't know much about wrestling outside of the periphery or the surface stuff. I appreciated the fact that you could have just focused on Joey, but you, I don't know, you did some hustle and brought in more voices, and that made it more of a complete package for me. Joey, by the way, is a perfect get for this. But I think it was nice to be able to mix it up a little bit. And that's pretty good. I think it seemed really well thought out and really well produced and aimed well for the wrestling audience as best I could tell. Again, I know so little about the inner workings of wrestling, both amateur and pro, that it's a bit like me saying, I'll bet doctors sure like watching ER, but, you know, there's probably tons of things wrong with the ER for doctors. But given, you know, my relative not knowing about this stuff, I think it sounded really, really great. And the whole time I just kept thinking, ooh, what's Jerry's take going to be? The only thing that really threw me off is the way you pronounce wrestlers is just different than I do. So it was throwing me. So you pronounce it out as wrestlers, and I say wrestlers as like two. You give it a third little bump there, and at first it was like, oh wait a minute, why this is how we're saying wrestlers, and then I got used to it. It was fine, and it's the lowliest of nitpicks, so it doesn't even play in the scoring. But I think you did a great job, and you got a documentary style that has grown on me over the competition, and was the thing that put you over the top this week. So for me, you did it. Well done.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you for all the kind words to everyone. But as Scott pointed out, Jerry was on my mind the entire time I was making this, because I knew if there's anybody that I, you know, maybe wouldn't surprise with facts, it was, I want to make sure this is the person that doesn't come out and say you got it all wrong. You know, he had some good criticism, but I think that I did hit at least that mark that I was aiming for. And thank you, everyone.
No, you did. You did. You did. And I think you did it by trusting your sources. Anybody who is an indie wrestler, it is any indie wrestler that I've met and that I've talked to, they are very protective of what they do. And to get from them a good description of what it means and what it feels like is an achievement.
Thank you.
Very good. Alex, you also had some feedback on the episode.
Yeah, I sure did, David. I really enjoyed this. I did. The one thing that kind of threw me off is that at the very beginning, you said something about how, you know, paycheck to paycheck was, you know, kind of learning more about these trades or these occupations where, you know, we think it's going to be lucrative, but it's not. And the first thing that came to mind, I was like, like independent wrestling, that doesn't seem lucrative to me. And that kind of threw me off at first. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I was kind of listening to the substance, and it really felt informative, well put together. I agreed with everything that everybody has said here. And I kind of want to emphasize a couple of things. One, the storytelling was on point. I thought it was really, really good. Another thing is that you've got a real knack for sort of documentary style voiceover. I wrote a note specifically said, you know, I could see you, David, doing voiceovers for documentaries. Like you have this really great sort of neutral tone. You know, that's some people can say, oh, that's just not energetic. But, you know, I think that that's there is a really great place for that. And this is the perfect application of that. So I thought that that was really well done. Also, shout out to Shane, who did a really great job with the music. As a musician, I kind of heard that, and I did a lot of like the bed music and some of the stuff for our work in season one. So mad props to him. That was awesome. Really well done. I think the only thing that really screwed me up was there at the beginning, that little statement that kind of caught me off guard. And I was like, I don't know how true that is. But then it really made up for it in the substance.
Thank you.
Excellent. Alex, I got to ask you, are you having any PTSD being on the finals in final night for season two? Are you experiencing any of those season one feelings?
I am about 10 beers in to keep the... No, I'm just kidding. This is fine. You know, everybody, I'm fine. As long as Scott doesn't make fun of my voice or anything, I think it'll be fine.
Well, I've been holding back.
I know. It's terrible.
Now that you mentioned it.
But now that you've brought it up, just kidding.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Alex, and thank you, David. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes. Bobby. Hello, Bobby Frankenberger. How you doing, man?
Hello.
How many beers in are you, by the way?
I've just finished my second.
Good. All right, so let's talk about Science List Show. Kind of what I did with David, I'm going to read the thing you included on your application form for the show. You said in the same field, I want to enter this competition because I need this challenge in caps. I need this challenge to see if I'm capable of creating at this level. This is exactly the kind of thing I would never do because I would convince myself that there are far more qualified and deserving people. Well, right now, in this moment, I'm trying to kick that internal voice in the groin. So can this form be a bit shorter so I can finish it before I change my mind? How are you feeling now about all that stuff?
I totally forgot that I put that on the application. I guess I'm thinking like that is exactly why I did it. This was a really emotional ride for me because I did prove to myself that I can do it. And I wasn't, I don't know how else to say it without like getting more cracks in my voice, but I wasn't sure I could until I did this. And so
you made it to the finals, well deserved, making it to the finals here. And so congratulations on that. And that should quiet that internal voice. If you can be put through the ringer week after week after week, like I've done to you, and still come out fresh and clean and cheerful and only one beer in after all that, then good on you, man. It's great having you part of this finale. Let's talk about the Science List Show and let's talk about your team. You brought in Diddy, Drew, and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
How was that team dynamic? Because like David, you haven't worked with all three of them before, have you?
Don was a sock puppet, or Diddy rather. Mm-hmm. So I'd worked with him before, but Drew and Tyler, no, I'd never worked with them.
And how was that dynamic with two-thirds of your team unfamiliar, or at least familiar through the times we'd get together at the end of the week, but unfamiliar as far as a working environment?
It was really great. There is they were such awesome team players. They came in and said right away, like, Bobby, we're here for you to make this happen. So whatever you need us to do, we're gonna do it. And right from the get-go, you know, it was that pressure was off. You know, all through the competition, when you're in teams, there's always, even though you're working together and everything, there's always that, like, in the back of your mind, you know, do I need to be a little bit more? Do I need to show more of myself? And you're thinking about that for other people, too. Like, am I cutting them out? Are they resenting me for this? And you don't want to think that, and you push that back, but it's always there. And that wasn't there this week. I was worried that going back to a team was going to somehow slow me down, but it didn't. It was like I had a team that was working for me, and they were awesome. So they were great.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, a very, very different. Even from the times that the last couple of weeks, it was just you and Kristen for a little while. Also difficult probably doing the Science List Show without Kristen this time around.
It was. Right? I actually, if I'm being perfectly honest, I would have picked Kristen, but Kristen, it was said right away, right up off the top of the thing that she was going to have some scheduling issues. So I said no.
Right. I think, and she did have scheduling issues, but I think there was also probably a little bit of relief of just not having another challenge right away and can kind of get back to life.
Yeah.
All right. So you chose Science List Show. Your challenge that you did from List Week. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what made you choose Science List Show as your do-over.
Well, Science List Show, there's a couple of reasons. One of the reasons was that week seven, I think it was. It was the first week that I did a show where I thought like this is a getting into it and planning for it. And then when we were done, it was the first time I really thought like this is me. Like this is a show that I would do. I might do. This really is a topic and a subject that I really care about in terms of science. And it's in a style that I enjoy. Like it really felt like in all ways that it was just me. Another reason that I picked it is because And I think I've said this like so many times in this past week because I feel guilty thinking it, but like there weren't a lot of options because I thought the same thing as David. I thought I want to try to find something, maybe one thing that I could show growth. Mm-hmm. But there weren't a lot of, there's plenty of opportunity to show growth. I don't want to sound like arrogant in that way, but there weren't like obvious choices for me to pick where I was on a team that lost because we won a lot of them. And so I thought, well, instead of just trying to make that the only criteria, let me go and show who I am as a podcaster. Right. And also show like, yeah, I did well the first time and people liked it. And that wasn't an accident. Like, let me show that this is something that I can do and really just show my chops as a podcaster and kind of tie it all up in a bow and say, this is everything I've learned and I'm putting it into all my energy into an actual thing that I would and maybe want to do.
I think that's great. Personally speaking, this is a show that I would subscribe to. So if you do decide to take that leap and do it as a real show, you'll at least have one subscriber in me, but I'm sure you'll have a lot more than that.
Thank you.
Let's talk to our judges and see how they felt about this. We're going to start this time with Justin.
So Bobby, you got a great voice. You have a lot of passion for this subject, and that came through, and that's really the biggest thing that you want. I'm going to tell you that I wanted more out of you. I wanted more out of this. And specifically, I wanted to tighten up the concept a little bit. Like there is a hook in here, and there's a couple different ways that you could go. There's the super clickbaity five things that you think are saving the environment that are actually hurting it. There's the five things that you are actually doing wrong that can help the environment. But there's a few ways that you can put a real fine point on this in a way that you didn't hear, and it kind of came out as a little muddled. All of the facts were there, but I don't know if it came together in the way that I think it could have. And when you're talking about something as perfunctory as a list, right? So now immediately you tell me it's a list, it's a countdown. I know where we're going. I got the roadmap. There's a reason why these kinds of things are popular, because you're not going to get anybody confused. All right, it's a list. It's five things. Cool. I wonder if this thing that I'm thinking of is one of the five. Awesome. You go through it. But you need to have that thing. You need to have the concept a little bit more polished. All that being said, it's very professional. It was the best sounding of the two. And in my opinion, you were not only the winner this week, but you are the winner of this season of America's Next Top Podcaster.
Very good. Oh, that was a rough ride, Justin.
How many more beers do you have near you?
The fridge is open.
Just mainlining it. All right, let's go to Scott.
Well, that was a dramatic ending to follow up on, but I'll do my best. So, as usual, one of the great strengths of your stuff all season is this amazing energy at the top. I wrote down as expected. I expect great energy out of you to open things. And I think you do an exceptional job at that. That's a small thing, but I wanted to mention it. And I think that will serve you well no matter what you do down the road. Everything moves at a really good clip. The rhythm is there. That stuff's great. You got right to the stuff that you wanted to talk about. I didn't feel like there was a lot of dinging around in the beginning, but there was enough banter to sort of say, hey, it's us. It's our show. Check it out. All right, now here's our topic. And I like that. A good use of your co-host to bounce stuff off of. All of that was good. Where it started to lose me a little bit is it started to at least feel, it wasn't long in length, in actual length, but I started to feel like I was drifting off a little bit, like I was bouncing away from it. And I think it's purely a length thing, the sort of thing that could have been solved with a shorter format and or it being, you know, the way as I was listening to it, I was thinking this would be a perfect 8-minute segment in a hour long show about other stuff. And instead it's a 15-minute segment all on its own. And it just, for whatever reason, toward the finish line, things started to drift for me. I was torn at the end of it a little bit, because again, I think the structure is great. The energy is great. Voices are great. And you absolutely had the best sound this week. And if we had if it were possible to award somebody an award during the season for best audio production up and down every time they were involved, I think you'd probably win it. It was very, very strong here and has been the entire season. So I think you should be commended on that as well. Yeah. The only part again that was a negative for me was it just felt like it kind of ran on. That's an edit thing that can be fixed. It's also a time thing. It just sort of ran out of gas at the end, but the overall, I think you did a great job. There's a reason you're in the finals, and I really liked it. It's actually a show I would listen to as well, and I would subscribe to, because I think it has real potential down the road to tackle some big issues, but do it in a light and fun way. And you seem to handle that stuff really well. That's kind of your bag. So congratulations and well done this week. I think it was real good.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. Let's move over to Jenny.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
So I thought this was good conversation, good detail. I liked the list format. I'm glad you went back to it. I think my biggest problem was essentially editorial, which is in every number on the list, I was left with the distinct feeling of, so do nothing then. Right? Like, it was anything you do is ineffective or actually more harmful. And I think that the answer to that is something that didn't really come up at all, which is that as consumers, everything that we do, if every consumer in the United States took all of the recommendations, I'm not sure that we could still equal ExxonMobil making substantive changes in their business practices, right? So, like, I think that in some ways what you were headed towards was somewhere you didn't get to, which is the best thing that a consumer can actually do is put pressure on a company that is not living up to the practices that they're doing at home. Like, it felt a little bit like tips and tricks versus like, it would be more like tips and tricks and hopelessness versus like, you know, the ending, using all that and ending at a turn of like, well, there is one thing you really can do, and that is force these companies to make substantive changes along the lines of, all of a sudden I'm drinking out of paper straws everywhere, right? So anyway, but I loved this format. I thought the energy was great. I thought the research was great. It just needed to be arriving at a destination that had a bigger picture than just like, none of it works, man. Anyway, that's me.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you, Jenny. Alex, your thoughts?
So I actually was going to mention something similar to what Jenny said. I think that it missed that kind of like profound ending piece, you know, that kind of wraps it all up. That wasn't necessarily a detriment, too big of a detriment in my eyes, because I really, really enjoyed this. And like everybody else, I would subscribe to this because I thought that the delivery, you have this just natural ability, man, to deliver this podcast, this sort of style. Really fun, upbeat. I was totally engaged. I thought you and Drew had a great back and forth, and I definitely learned some stuff. I thought that that was great. One sort of gripe, and I know that we talked a little bit about this during the coaching session, was Drew's mic is just a little off. And I don't know if that's just the quality of his mic. I don't quite remember it. Maybe it sounded like that when I interviewed him on my show, but it, you know, that to me kind of sounded a little bit jarring compared to your like beautiful voice. So I think that that is something to just take into consideration if you do this show, is that whoever's on that other end of the mic can have some parity there. Otherwise, it is a little jarring, but the energy was there, like we talked about. I thought that that was awesome, and I really enjoyed that topic. But again, I would just recommend figuring out how you can kind of make the people listening to it go, oh, you know, just kind of something to nicely wrap it up. But I thought it was such a job well done.
Very good. Thank you, Alex. And thank you, Bobby. All right. Oh, man, we are at the moment. We're at the final moment here where I get to announce the winner of America's Next Top Podcaster Season 2. I've got to say, this is another one that was extremely close. Looking at the scores right now, it is a 1-point difference between David and Bobby on this. So that speaks volumes to how good you guys both are and what a difficult job the judges had this week on picking a winner. However, they did pick a winner, and by 1 point, the winner of Season 2 of America's Next Top Podcaster is David Luzader. Congratulations, David. Well done.
Thank you.
It was a narrow, like I said, narrow victory, and you pulled it out. Well done.
Thank you. Oh, okay. I'm glad I'm sitting. Oh.
Wasn't it like a point? It was like a point, right?
It is a point. It is literally, I mean, I can talk about the scores, 73 to 72 on the scores rating in all the different areas. God, so dude.
That's great.
So if, you know, if one of you guys was in just a slightly worse mood, who knows, it might have come down to me and a coin flip. Just like it did for Season 1. Oh, sorry, Alex.
I demand a recount.
Although I will say that the two people that I picked to win in the final challenge were Alex and Bobby. So I am now the official kiss of death for
yeah, thanks.
For finale. So my bad, boys.
I, you know, wouldn't have it any other way. That's fine.
Any final tips for podcasters to glean from both of our podcasters tonight? That, you know, like I said, both of them grew in great strides. We read those initial application responses early on, and there's absolutely some growth there. What kinds of things should brand new podcasters and even amateur and professional podcasters take from the lessons that we learned today and over the course of the season?
My big take is they need to go both do shows. I think that they are really qualified to make something. If they really want to do this, there's nothing stopping them. I think they both have something to bring to that table, and it's substantive. And I don't think they should walk away from this feeling like, well, all right, it's over. That's it. Or, oops, I only lost by a point or any of that. I think there's a real chance for greatness here, and that they should pursue that because they have the chops. It's clear. And while there was some growth, and surely there will yet be growth, there always is. They're well on their way. It's very good stuff, and they deserve it.
I would go even farther and say you're ready to earn money doing this. I think if you decided that you lived in a city where there was a podcasting network that hired people, you could get hired. Like, your skills are no different than anyone else that I worked with that was entry level into, and in fact, quite significantly better entry level position at like a public radio station or a podcasting network with some cash on hand. Like, you could get hired and you would have plenty of samples to do so. And I think that my only final advice is, now that you understand the basics of the form, if there was like a Season 2, I would tell you to get flipping weird, push boundaries, like try to, now that you know how to build it, try to break it, because there are enough podcasts out there that have the standard package from A to Z. Start throwing letters in the air and figuring out where they're going to land. But fabulous work.
Very good. Excellent. And Justin.
Yeah. What both them said, I do think that you're ready to do stuff. I would also say that, you know, I think really my biggest disappointment about Season 1 is that we didn't get a Culinary Capers podcast.
It's in the works, she says. She's got something coming out called Delectable in the new year that is going to be, it's going to take elements from Culinary Capers.
I'm cool with that. Something new. Also, it ain't here.
That's right. One of the requirements of a podcast is that it has to be a podcast.
Well, I mean, this is not, we're not waiting to get greenlit. It's podcasting. You either do it or you don't.
Right.
And that's not a slam on Amy or anything. I mean, she has a right to do whatever the hell she wants with her with her time, but I know that for anybody who's listening to this who really likes the voice and enjoys you guys in their lives, that it would behoove one to turn around a show as fast as possible and just start going. Because ultimately, like, the one thing about this competition that isn't like podcasting is, you know, you're doing stuff each and every week, but there's an excitement to it. There's an adrenaline to it. There's an immediate judgment. Somebody says this was good. Somebody says this was bad. That's not what podcasting is. Podcasting is a lot of sitting by yourself and doing something and then releasing it out into the world and letting people think of it what they will in silence. And then you deciding the next day whether I'm going to do it again. And so what I want to see from you guys is product. Go out and do it, because you have the talent. And right now you've got more ears on you than you would otherwise if you started something. And every day that you don't turn something else around are days that those ears are going to find something else to listen to.
Very good. Wow. Excellent. That's great advice.
It might be one of our shows. Don't let that happen.
Yeah. No, because I'll take them. I'll take them.
Yeah. Take whatever you got. Exactly.
Look, because guess what I'm going to be doing tomorrow? Make like 17 podcasts.
Right. Sure.
Well, hey, and Brian, could I mention one thing from my perspective?
Of course.
Thank you. So guys, I think that one of the things that I took out of season one that was extremely important was a lesson from the Justin Robert Young book of Hard Knocks there. So he said effort is everything. And I think that one of the things that you guys should really reflect on is exactly how much effort you put into every single thing that you did this season, and you maintain that momentum. And that's the other lesson, is momentum. If you even think that you're considering the idea that, you know what, I'm going to just kind of take a seat back, you've lost immediately. So you need to make sure that you leverage this. And Bobby, even though you're in second place, because it's you're talking to the guy who ended up in second place last season, momentum is everything, even in this situation. And this has opened up so many doors for me. Like the fact that I'm here working with all these people on this call right now who are, you know, the inspirations for me as a podcaster, that shows how you can leverage this momentum yourself. So I think that this the ending of this season is going to be the beginning of a lot of really good stuff for you. And I would agree with Jenny. You guys have the chops to do this and do it full time. And that's awesome.
Very good. And let's talk about, I mean, you guys do have a podcast that people can go out and find at least older episodes of. Bobby, have you guys put JBYC on hold, or are your co-hosts doing it without you now? And we'll have you back now that we're done with ANTP, or what's...
That show's up in the air right now. It was kind of just a project between friends. It was just an excuse for us to get together and hang out, which isn't to say anything negative about the show. The future of it is unknown, is what
gotcha.
I mean. But yeah, that's my most recent project was JBYC.
Well, I want you to, you know, absolutely take what you heard from the judges and put together stuff that's on that production level that you've been churning out here, because it has been absolutely amazing and a delight to listen to. And and then let us know and we'll promote the heck out of it. And David, I'm pulling this one up. Heck Yeah Comics.
Heck Yeah Comics is long defunct. It is just kind of circumstances of life ended it. But sure. I do a couple of movie podcasts, Movie Go Round and Brokebot Mountain, which happen.
Oh,
Brokebot will be returning now that I'm not. I was also the producer on that and putting that out, and will now be returning now that I am not doing this with every moment of my life.
And now that you've got Ptolemy Slocum on speed dial, you know, you can pull him back in to talk about Westworld
Season
all you want.
Season 3 is coming back.
Very good. Well, congratulations to both of you guys, certainly for making it all the way to the end, and congratulations to David for that 1 point. As the winner of America's Next Top Podcaster, David will receive the following: the Shure MV51 large diaphragm condenser microphone. Also from Shure, the SRH840 professional monitoring headphones. From Rogue Amoeba, the ultimate podcast bundle, including Audio Hijack, Vision, Farrago, and Loopback. From Waves, the Gold Package, a collection of their best and most useful plugins, and a year of a show of his choosing, appearing as part of the Frog Pants Ultra feed. Congratulations. It's not the end. If you think you've got what it takes to compete on this show, the application forms will be going up after the first of the year, and we're going to be starting to work on our new season in March or April of 2020. But before we even get to any of that, we've got some goodies for you, both on the regular feed and on the Patreon feed. Look for a reunion episode after the first of the year, where we're going to get all of our season 2 contestants back together, at least the ones that are still talking to us, to see if the competition has helped them with their own podcasting endeavors. And we're going to find out what they've been up to since the show. We're also going to have some one-off episodes on the Patreon feed, where we're going to pit a handful of our previous competitors from both seasons against each other in one-week challenges. If you want to find out more about how to support the show on Patreon and hear some of that bonus content, please visit patreon.com/toppodcaster. On behalf of all of our judges, coaches, contestants, and producers, this is Brian Ibbett wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. We'll see you in the new year. That's going to do it for this season of America's Next Top Podcaster. Thanks for listening. In the new year, we'll check back in with all our season 2 contestants to see what they've been up to since the season started. You know, a reunion show. That's going to be coming up in early 2020. But before we leave you for the year, let's hear from this season's runner-up, Bobby Frankenberger.
I guess I got to record the credits here. Oh, yeah, Bobby, you didn't win, but please do some more work for us. Okay. Thanks for listening to America's Next Top Podcaster. This is eliminated contestant Bobby Frankenberger. Eliminated contestant. That's so... could have found a nicer way for me to say that. Still stings a little bit, guys. Scott Johnson, Jenny Josephson, and Justin Robert Young are our judges. And Tom Merritt is our coach. Hammond Chamberlain is our producer. And Brian Ibbett is our executive producer and host. Monica Stone is our social media coordinator. And listen for follow-up interviews with Alex Albisu. Music is by Andrew Allen. Find him online at andrewallenmusic.com. To learn more about this podcast, visit americasnexttoppodcaster.com. Follow us on Twitter at Podcasting Idol, and discuss the game with other fans on Facebook at facebook.com/americasnexttoppodcaster. Thank you, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to do this. Was that good enough, everyone? Was that fine? Justin Robert Young, did I give it enough authenticity? Jenny, did you hear any edits in there? I don't know. Was I using too much emotion in my voice? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe was it narrator neutral for you? Scott? Oh, Scott. Who knows what Scott wants anymore? I don't, certainly. Otherwise, I would have been the winner. Just kidding, guys. It was really, really a lot of fun, and I can't say enough how much I appreciate the opportunity. So I will see everybody in the internet universe, and make sure to listen for next season. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.